Okay, another very quick one, because I don't have time to write about this. Phil Boucher-Hayes, he's an RTE journalist. He's just tweeted that he's received a demand for his household charge, despite having paid the household charge. This is a follow-on from the story in the Irish Times today that said people are receiving these letters in error because the agency performing the matching, consolidating data from three or four data sources, had difficulty doing basic name and address matching, basic address matching, because of things like ST and street not matching on a character for character basis, because they don't, which is why you standardize your data sets, it's why you profile your data sets, it's why you invest in proper data quality tools to do this job properly. The problem is, once you go down the road of sending out letters to people that are in error, well, then you're in the world of failing to maintain, process and maintain personal data accurately, which is a requirement under Section 2 of the Data Protection Acts. This is doubly significant because there are two recent High Court cases around exercising rights under the Data Protection Acts. One of them, Dublin Bus versus the Data Protection Commissioner, related to subject access requests, you're right under Section 4 of the Data Protection Acts to have a copy of your personal data provided to you. And it made clear that if there was any intention to include an exemption under the Acts for any reason, the legislature would have thought of it and put it in. In another case, McCarthy versus FPD, which was a Circuit Court case that was appealed to the High Court and apparently is potentially moving on up the food chain. That was a case where an individual was exercising his right under Section 7 of the Data Protection Acts to seek compensation for tortious liability. In other words, a breach of the duty of care to process personal data in a manner which is in compliance with the Data Protection Acts, in compliance with the standard of care set out in Section 2. So, if you got a letter, you can complain to the Data Protection Commissioner that your personal data was processed inaccurately. You can also potentially take a case under Section 7 of the Data Protection Acts. And of course, there is the age-old, older libels of negligent misstatement and libel as well, if you really wanted to go down that road. But for €127, is it really worth it? It depends how bad your reputation may have been damaged, really, doesn't it? The key issue here is that by failing to invest up front in the quality management of information, a situation has arisen where, at the very least, there may be attempts made to pursue debts which are not owed. Now, when you start pursuing a debt which isn't owed, you start straying into the realms of harassment, you start straying into the realms of defamation and negligent misstatement and all these wonderfully complex and fun areas where the lawyers have lots of fun dealing with it. And in the UK, there's a case, Ferguson versus British Gas, which is an England Wales Court of Appeals case from 2009, where Ms. Ferguson, who was a property speculator who had switched from British Gas and had paid her bill in full, but continued to get letters demanding payment of an outstanding bill from British Gas because two parts of the organisation weren't talking to each other properly. She succeeded in an out-of-court settlement, but there was still some judicial commentary on it. And the judicial commentary was, basically, in England and Wales, the courts won't care if the left hand of the organisation isn't talking to the right hand. They're not going to care about the effectiveness or efficiency of your information management processes. They will just assume that the organisation should have known this thing. So, if Mr. Boucher-Hayes has paid his property tax, his household charge, well then, the organisation collecting the household charge from him should know he paid it and shouldn't be sending him another demand. That's if you follow the reasoning of the courts in England and Wales. The courts here, it's a little bit up in the air, but I'm sure somebody will have some fun with it.